You kind of got like broke onto the scene with White Sox fans last season. Like, I think a lot of people knew the name James McCann, but then all of a sudden it was like, James McCann, we love this guy. Because you heard Lucas talk a lot about how much he loved pitching to you and how much he like you meant to him and all of that. What has the past year been like?
Man, it's been really special. You know, playing, coming up with the Detroit Tigers and playing as a visitor in Chicago is one of my favorite cities to always go to. Just the atmosphere from the city to the stadium, I loved it. And when I had the opportunity to come and make it a home, it was kind of a no-brainer for me. And we as a family, my wife and kids and I, we kind of ran with it. We lived downtown Chicago. We were right over by Navy Pier. You know, we really took it all in, and it was just a wonderful 2019.
Well, you mentioned your family. It's only been less than 24 hours, but you're a family man. You make that clear. It's great to see your family's here in Cancun. You guys having some fun?
It's been a blast. My kids love the water, and back home in the off season, there's not much outside time with the winter weather. So, them getting to go in the pool and slide down slides and be on the beach, it's been a lot of fun.
I know you're on vacation and you try to avoid people like me, the sports reporters, I understand. So I got to ask you one question though, James. Yasmani Grandal signs a big old contract with the White Sox. Sox fans are excited. It sent a message, right? I mean, the rest of the baseball world saw that, where it's been two back-to-back slow off seasons. The Sox go out and get Grandal. Your thoughts on it? I mean, I don't think anybody's looking at diminished time for James McCann, but obviously that's another catcher brought in. So your thoughts on the Grandal coming into the White Sox organization?
Well, first off, you know, Grandal's a phenomenal player. His track record obviously speaks for itself, and I definitely think it's something that helps strengthen our lineup. It helps strengthen our team as a whole. You know, it gives us flexibility from the catcher position, from DH position, first base position, and as a whole, it makes our team better. And that's what I'm all about is winning. And if Grandal is going to help us win, then I'm all for it.
There's a lot of buzz about the White Sox, and you hear a lot of that, where the Sox are trending in that direction, where it is. This is an organization who went through a few rough years because it was a rebuild. We all understood what was going down. And Yasmani said that when he signed. He can see this is a team trending in the right direction. You got to be excited, right? I mean, the Sox fans here in Cancun came here even – you know, even if this wasn't the direction it was going, they're going to be here. But it's like you can feel the buzz around the White Sox.
Yeah, there's no question. I saw it. Before I signed, watching, you know, across the diamond, watching guys like Tim Anderson, Mancata, Giolito, knowing what they had coming up through the system. When I had the opportunity to sign and be a part of coming out of that rebuild, that's what was sold to me, was it was time to come out of the rebuild. And, you know, feeling like I played a part in that and now feeling like I'm going to be able to play a part in contending, it's exciting. It's definitely exciting times on the South side. And honestly, you think about our team last year, you take away the rough stretch, you know, right after the All-Star break when T.A. was on the DL for a little bit and Eloy was on the DL for a little bit. We really played .500 baseball for the majority of the season. So you add a couple of pieces to the current group, and it should be a lot of fun.
Lauren, one of the biggest White Sox fans I know.
Yes. So Dylan Cease is here with you, and one thing that's been talked about a lot is our young pitchers. You know, Kevin already mentioned Lucas. How proud are you of how much they have progressed as young baseball players, but also just from the beginning, how they've progressed as people through this process? Because I feel like you've played a big part in that.
Yeah, something that a lot of fans don't necessarily see and don't have the patience for is the learning curve at the major league level. A guy like Dylan Cease has 4-plus pitches, and he's a guy that you want, when he steps on the mound for the first time in the big leagues, to be a Cy Young Award winner every season. That's just not the way that it works. There's very few, you know, Mike Trouts and guys like that that from the time they step on the scene, they're perennial all-stars. So being a part of the learning curve and seeing how guys mature – The physical stuff happens because of the mental stuff. And seeing guys, you know, you're going to take your licks as a young guy, and it's how you bounce back and how you learn from that. And I've been thoroughly impressed with the way that Dylan Cease has handled himself. Guys like Giolito, you know, Renato Lopez, all those guys, you know, their positive outlook, but also their desire to work, their desire to get better is really something that's different.
You guys seem like a really close-knit group of players. You know, obviously a team is a team, but this is different. And a lot of people have argued that you really shouldn't take apart certain pieces. And obviously we've lost a few. Kevin likes to poke fun at me. I like to say we as if I'm part of the team.
She's a diehard fan.
Everyone here is part of the team.
But how do you feel moving forward? Obviously you still have a lot of key players. And just in terms of the structure of you guys supporting one another, how strong do you think that is?
It's very strong. It's a very close group. And honestly, for me, as an outsider coming in last year, it's headed by Jose Abreu. He's a superstar who's not a superstar. And what I mean by that is the numbers that he puts up, the person that he is, the name that he is, he's a superstar. But he's the first one in the weight room every day. He's the first one in the cage every day. He's the last one to leave. That's just the kind of guy that he is. It's one of those things where, as a young player or another player, you look across the diamond and you say, okay, if that guy's doing this, I need to be doing that. And that's where it starts, is the big-name guys, you know, not acting like a prima donna. And that's Jose Abreu, and he really sets the tone. And then from there, you have a bunch of guys that buy into Ricky's philosophies and the way that Ricky wants to run things, and that's how the culture's been created there. And I look forward to continue trending in the right direction.
So what are you looking forward to most next season to really progress, to make sure that this team really is continuing to move forward? Is there anything specifically you can do and the team can do as a whole?
Well, I think the biggest thing is our focus. It's no longer about the rebuild. It's no longer about the prospects that are in AA or AAA. It's about winning and winning now. It's about playoff baseball. It's about the World Series. And from that standpoint, you know, it's less about development and it's more about results. And that's what you play the game for. You know, you play the game to win. You play the game to win a title. And from my perspective, it's time to bring a title to the Southside.
Oh, I agree. Love that. I also hope that you have officially recovered. Me and Kevin were recently talking. You got really beat up at the second half of the season, and just a lot of bounced pitches off the ground into your face, your chest, everything. I hope you've recovered at least a little bit, right?
I have. Yeah, that was an interesting stretch. I've taken foul tips, but it seemed like every game they were good ones.
The winter meetings are ongoing, and that's when the entire baseball world gets together, the big wig executives and all that. The Sox made a splash early, obviously, with Yasmani and Jose, and there was the Zach Wheeler news as well. I'm always curious how players consume all of that, because fans go nuts with this stuff. I mean, for the next week, it's going to be insane on Twitter and social media about who's going where. There's rumors and this and that. Do you pay attention to any of that, honestly?
If I told you that I've hit the refresh button on my phone probably about 15 times a day, would that answer your question?
That means you care. You're right. You're invested.
No, I do pay attention. As a player, there's multiple reasons why. Obviously, you're checking to see what your team's doing. You're checking to see what rumors are out there about who, you know, for us, the White Sox are going after, and who there's been, you know, offers made to, whatever. Because honestly, players find out the same way fans do. It's who leaks information first and then who makes it official first. But then from another standpoint, you know, we become friends with guys across the diamond. And so, you know, I'm wondering what, you know, Rendon's going to get. And I am wondering what Garrett Cole's going to get. And I am happy for Strasburg and the deal that he signed today. So as much as you're checking on your own team to hear the rumors, you're also checking on, you know, your buddies that you may have played with in the past, or, you know, a guy like Nicholas Castellanos, who I've played with, I came up to the minor leagues with and played, you know, five seasons with in Detroit. I am curious to see what's going on in his market. So I do keep up with it, and I think the majority of players do.
You've been in touch with Nicholas?
I talked to him actually the day I was driving home after the season.
What can you tell us?
I have as much information as you do.
He'd look good in right field, though, and he knows the stadium a little bit, so.
he would be a welcome addition, I know that.
James, you're the man. Give it up for All-Star James McCann.